one of our researchers in Canada, Ray Turner, he's in Calgary, is working on an alternative approach. He is using pieces of the Fragile X protein, these different functional domains, because the part that seems to get you in trouble when you just throw a bunch of FMRP into cells is the part that gets involved in regulating protein synthesis. So his approach is, well, we know that the Fragile X protein does a couple of different things, and it's actually different parts of the protein that do those different things. Let's just take the little part of the protein that is involved in regulating ion channels presynaptically, so it's involved in regulating excitability of neurons, and conjugating that with the TAT sequence, and then putting that into mice. And they're able to inject this, this protein replacement conjugate into the tail vein of Fragile X mice. So imagine the furthest point from the brain, and they can actually see electrophysiologic and behavioral effects. So they're actually rescuing specific phenotypes in the Fragile X mouse, in a live mouse, by using this strategy. So that's how much this little chunk of the AIDS virus helps to get the protein into the brain. And by just using a part of the protein, you eliminate a lot of the pitfalls of protein replacement. And now he's basically working his way up, adding a little bit more of the protein and seeing how much of it you can use without having any problems. So that's a pretty exciting project.